Don't tell me you're having a bad hair day, really, dude.
My co-host is losing her mind. Not to worry now. Okay, just not well, but we can.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's me. Okay.
Welcome everyone to News and a Flipside Monday's edition. I hope y'all are all having a wonderful time, a wonderful life. And we're living the Trump world now, and we're in the Trump world. That's all I can really say about it at the moment, because I'm not sure. I mean, one moment I'm thinking, wow. And then one moment I'm going, oh my God. And then one moment I'm like, wow, Kim Jong-un's going to get rid of his nukes. And another moment I'm like, oh my God, stormy day. I'm like, what the hell is this?
It's crap. Like, they've said that before. They the North Koreans stall all the time. Well, meanwhile, they make more progress. It's just like, really, you're going to believe them at all? Like, come on, man.
For the first time, I might actually believe him. And not because of what he said. Not even because of what the South Koreans were saying. One of his bigwig generals was talking with Ping yesterday, or day before yesterday, and he slipped, because I guess they didn't realize it would be recorded on the press, but they wanted Xanadu. I love the name of their press.
Xanadu!
I'm sorry. This week, anyway, the general said for the first time since Kim Jong-un's been alive that America actually has a president he can talk to.
Mm-hmm. On his fourth grade level.
Hey, whatever it takes. I'm just saying. I'm kind of like, wow. Oh, let's see. He didn't like Obama, and I guess he didn't like Bush. And he was probably not even thinking about that.
I got about 35. The daddy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure where all this went, guys, but it is an interesting world we live in. His sister also has said that, you know, but I'm going to tell you what's really going on here. And I don't want to take any thunder from Trump, because, you know, Trump's just Trump. But what's really going on here is Trump sanctions are working because he made Ping do something. But more than that, the nuclear program has cost him so much. And now he has a massive amount of cleanup to do. We do know for a fact now that two of the testing facilities he did have caved in and are completely and utterly radioactive. He's playing a game here. He's going to give up his nukes, and then he's going to ask us in the UN and probably Russia and China, can we please come in and clean up his country and help out his citizens and bring him into a second world nation, which, being the dumbasses that we are, we're going to probably do. Which I'm not hating. I mean, we need to have world stability, and when he does not need to have nukes. Because if he has nukes, somebody stupid's going to end up with him, like Iran or somewhere worse, like Syria.
Yeah,
so I'm just thinking, but I really think that's what this is all about. I mean, I've heard some reports recently coming out of different agencies about the amount of contamination. They say it makes Chernobyl and Fukushima look like a walk in the park.
That's because they don't know what they're doing.
Well, it makes sense, though, because when you think about it, one of them was a hydrogen bomb, which was what we dropped on, was it Nagasaki, Hiroshima, one of them. It was pretty nasty.
Yeah.
It was Okinawa, yeah, right. And then it was pretty nasty and was pretty much contaminated until recent times. We've helped them clean. That's why we don't use nukes. Somebody said, we don't use nukes anymore. We don't use nukes anymore because we have to clean them up afterwards. But that's why we don't.
As much as you can. But if that was true, then we wouldn't have our. See, that's another good point. I don't know how many people watched Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, but he did a really good special on not even using a nuke, but nuclear power and our lack of proper storage. And it's the same thing that happened at Fukushima. The cooling tanks for the coils and the waste and all that, they were instead being used as storage rather than moving it off-site and all that kind of stuff. And then we had a storm, and there was a breach. And we have major centers. The worst one is in Washington State, but we have one a little bit outside of New York, somewhere up here, Delaware or something like that, and all around the country there are various sites, and all around the world there are various sites of the nuclear waste from our power plants alone. And it's just a ticking time bomb, amongst other ticking time bombs. Anyway, this one is man-made. I forgot who it was. Harry Reid. push against having the mountain sanctuary for all the nuclear waste because it was too close to his people. Or what the frick?
You know, I don't want to get in that way, but I had a couple of friends over the years that have worked at different facilities, like the WIP facility. And as a matter of fact, I accidentally started a controversy at the WIP facility. It was an accident. A friend of mine sent me a photo of the underground facility where her, a bunch of her friends, and one of the bosses were standing. And it was empty behind her, right? And she was just showing me how big the place was. I was like, cool. So she sent me a photo. Well, Joe, being stupid, cropped the silver disc and slid it in behind her.
Boy!
And then posted it to the internet.
She probably wasn't even supposed to take that picture either.
I'm getting phone calls. I'm like, whoa, it's not real. And this is the worst part. So a couple of big wig people from the UFO community come and say, well, why'd you tell them it wasn't real?
Because it wasn't real. UFO
involved. And that's exactly what I said, because it wasn't real.
Frick is wrong with y'all.
They're like, well, I said, come on.
What?
Well, they had to be an original on the photo somewhere anyway. I mean, whoever took it, you know, they had the original copy of the photo. Yeah, I'm pretty sure because it was a group photo. It was passed around in a group. I just added the saucer, which was hilariously fun, especially the way everybody reacted to it. But, things happen like that, you know.
Things happen when you do them.
Rumors happen. And then sometimes little white lies turn out to be real. Figure that one out. I know it's confusing. It's confusing.
I think we told people it would be better. So let's do a quick rundown of the news. Trump, let's see, his tirade on Twitter against Mueller, his lawyer saying, let me move. Trump to hire lawyer who has pushed theory that Justice Department framed the president, Trump's current lawyer, and Trump, no collusion, wrap it up, blah, blah, blah. Trey Gowdy to the lawyer, if you have an innocent client, act like it. Putin getting reelected, a self-driving Uber car killing somebody.
I like that, you heard that.
Yeah, they did it in Phoenix. Oh my God.
No, I didn't like the lady got killed. Because, I mean, I like the fact that, you know, I think it killed somebody. Not that somebody got killed. It's a different thing. What I mean by it is,
we all know
what I mean by it is, okay, we told everybody in the beginning we need to really test these things because, and it's probably not the car's fault. Yeah, but I told everybody it's probably not the car's fault when this happens. Humans, you know, we expect when we step out in front of a car, it's going to stop because the other human driver sees us. But we don't always know that computers are going to actually register to stop.
You know what's cool? They showed that in the Logan movie with the self-driving, would have been a 18-wheeler, but it's really just the Hulk. They almost ran over some horses and some people, actually ran them off the road in the first place, and then almost ran off the people. They had this little beep-beep thing, like, I'm coming through, move, and almost ran over all these things.
Well, you know, when I was going through the articles, I like, by the way, if y'all ever on Yahoo or MSN, or there's quite a few of my posts on, but when I'm putting up news articles, news and flip side, a lot of times I'll contribute to the post. And it's listed on the United Public Radio, so it's either me or there's a couple of people that use it, but mostly it's me. You can tell. You just look at the grammar, you know who it is. But I got to say, man, one of the things was, will this hurt, will this tragedy actually affect self-driving cars in general, for that matter?
And Google and the other companies that are trying to use
technology. I like to drive on the road a lot. I drive an average 26,000 miles a year. When I was younger, I actually drove more than that. So So I like to be on the road. I like to be out doing things. So for me, self-driving person, you know, one day I'll be 80-year-old bastard. I don't want to be driving and killing people. So it's self-drive car. Take me to Pensacola, baby. Let's go. So yeah, let's go watch it because Keeney's not gonna have a heart attack.
Dude, my grandfather loved driving. He drove up until the stroke took out his right peripheral vision, and he literally couldn't. He drove until he wasn't legally allowed to anymore.
And when I was a kid, when you hit about 69, 70, most people quit driving.
My 83-year-old grandma still drives.
My mom's 74, she drives. Her friend's 84, she drives. One of our friends who just passed away was 94. He used to drive me back and forth to the coast in New Orleans. He reminded me of 94, he reminded me of what 69 used to be.
That was the former age expectancy,
So now, people are living longer, but it's more than they're living longer. They're healthier and productive, because why do you want to live longer if you're not going to have a productive, healthy life?
God, yes. My grandma's like, if I'm laying up there and I can't take care of myself, just let me go. This is stupid. Let me go.
Dean, to answer your question, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's true they're getting divorced. And you're talking about Donald Jr. and Vanessa, right? Vanessa.
Oh, yeah, she filed.
Yeah, she even got a criminal attorney lawyer to handle her suit. But Donald says it's uncontested. I don't know if there's a prenup.
They're not going around just randomly.
I'm glad you brought the prenup. We're going to talk about that more. But in their case, I don't know. They got five kids, so they want to keep this civil.
Why not?
And his daddy's president of the United States.
Just give her the kids.
This poor woman was already being treated like a second-class citizen because her old man's flinging all over the planet, advertising for daddy, which I'm sure this is not what she signed on with. She was signing on the future owner of Trump Industries, and she could be a housewife and have her own businesses and take care of kids, just like his other, like his daddy's wives did. That's what she figured. Him getting into politics, and I think what put him over the edge.
That's a politics tech. Hey, a little comment because they asked.
They ask why every day it ain't even funny. I know that was wrong to say, people, but it's true. But in his defense, he's doing what he should be doing. He should be taking help of his dad, and his dad's running the country. It's to all of our benefits. In her case, I don't think she would have done this outright if it wouldn't have been for the envelope sent to her house with the cornstarch in it. I think that was the hair that broke the camel's back. I'm not even going to lie. I really, really think that's what put her over the edge.
It probably scared
her, beyond Jesus, but Jesus. And remember, right now we've got some mad package bomber somewhere blowing up people.
Austin, four different.
Thank you. And you can't really hate. But what I don't think she took in consideration is she's going to lose her security. When she's not his wife anymore. Some Trump supporters get a little overzealous, and not just Trump supporters, some liberal supporters like Bernie Sanders or Hillary supporters get a little overzealous. We got to figure out which ones they are, because not everybody's that
Like. Last year, but you can stipulate that in divorce, like you have to pay for security, blah, blah, blah. You can, if you have the good lawyer.
She's going to get custody of the kids. Or joint custody. I guess they're going to get joint custody.
Joint, because she'll still probably be the physical parent.
Should be raising. Now they've been married, 12 years or something? She got five kids. Junior baby. What the hell, man? You're nuts. Thank God you rich is all I can say.
Exactly. Being a woman and having five kids, girl, you're on a whole other level. Sharecrop, what are you doing?
We'll keep y'all informed as we hear. We don't usually do too much gossip stuff. But since he's president, what we'll get. But since we're on the gossip stuff, we're going to do a little segue overseas to Europe. And to Miss.
And so that
who's
was
getting married. Who's the American that gave up her country and kicked us to the curb for some redheaded freak?
Uruguay wants Prince Harry. Uruguay wants that Prince Harry.
Okay. Prince Harry won't sign the prenup. You learn something every day. So the royals, daddy pays for the boys. So the boys each got inheritance like $30 million each, and daddy pays all the bills.
Their face.
What the hell, man?
The royals.
a hood, and then their hands are covered by long arms, and covered their feet.
Well, I mean, seeing as Obama and Beyonce are all related to the royal family, and they're all related to Vlad the Impaler, possibly.
Just psychically picking up that it was their body that was
growing. They were a white people. Okay, now you're starting to hate
them. You know what? Finally, they caught up.
It is 8 years. All right.
I never see their faces.
He keeps his mouth out of his. We'll see what happens at the next election. But former presidents aren't really good at known for campaigning for parties. There's some law we don't know about, or there's some unsaid protocol that none of us get to hear about. Because you go back any president you want, presidents don't attack presidents. They may not agree with their policy.
It's respect for the transfer of power and the stability of a democracy. We're supposed to have civil elections and only one president at a time, which Trump just kind of shat on. And you know, you also get the rundown about the Republican.
Jennifer, where are you at? Oh, you're on Facebook. Okay, I see. Yeah, I got four different messengers open. It's kind of weirding me out.
I need to see this Facebook Messenger. I'm sorry, I want to see.
Oh yeah, it's just Messenger. You don't have Messenger from Facebook?
I have.
People, my co-host do not have Messenger.
Yes, I do. Well, you talk about Messenger.
Listen, we're going to have to start doing. We'll have to start advertising and getting everybody used to it. But what we'll do is, I guess we can make like a group. Yeah, Facebook Messenger group. Not all the time group, just for shows. Like
or they could comment on Facebook.
Now they got me spoiled. So, sorry for everybody on Twitter. My Twitter account is suspended. Yeah, my 20,000, whatever, 23,000 fans, whatever, they suspended me. Won't even tell me why. I don't even, just so y'all know, I don't actually even post on Twitter. It's connected to my other accounts. So everything I post, like on Facebook, posts on Twitter.
How do you do that? I want to do that.
Instagram's also.
Instagram. Yeah, I know that one. You can do that from an app. Why don't I do that? Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
What I mean is and actually, it's not that Twitter or actually physically connected. SoundCloud and Podbean are physically connected to the two, along with Spreaker. So what they do is everything gets posted around the thing. It just all goes to the different.
Well, you can do that with Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Like if I post something on Instagram,
Instagram's on Facebook. I mean, it's just connected. Something else is connected on Facebook too.
I didn't realize Twitter did that.
Twitter. All my crap posts automatically to Twitter, but John, I don't know why I got suspended. I went to go do something on the account the other day, and it said your account is suspended. And I was like, and so I wrote him and asked him, and I wrote him back. Matter of fact, I wrote him again yesterday. Then I filed an appeal this morning, but I haven't heard anything from him.
You didn't get an email from them initially?
From them. I actually talked to a lawyer from them about this, because I'm getting to the point where this is how I look at this, okay? The United States Constitution guarantees freedom of speech. The reason why Twitter and Facebook and all them get away with this is because they say, well, we're a private organization.
Private with terms of service.
It doesn't matter, because you're still allowing American citizens and you're an American corporation. You have to allow freedom of speech. Guarantee you, if you take this to the Supreme Court, you're going to win this hands down.
If you violate their terms of service, don't matter, because they are a service.
But like YouTube is now going to tell you who can be on the network. So what's really going to happen here, depending on who's running it at any given time. To put this in perspective, Yahoo used to be way conservative. Now Yahoo is way liberal. It has to do with who the CEO is at the time and who the board is at the time. Well, all companies do like that. So if you start seeing YouTube, because YouTube now belongs to Google, if they start moving towards liberal things, so all you can ever see is just liberal hate. Or
they
liberal
do that, though.
And you're going to have to sue them. Because then they're trying to become a political power, or what you call them, what the hell you call them, go to Washington and beg them to do stuff for them. Lobbyists, thank you. Then that's all they're going to become, is a high-dollar lobbyist. So as we the people, we're going to have to stop this. We're going to be the ones that have to stop it. And the main way to do it is just stop watching YouTube. Let me put it this way. And YouTube and Google's learned this the hard way. Right now, they're over the Jerry Jones thing, they've lost like a 16% viewership. They didn't think that was going to happen. They thought they were going to just lose his whatever 30 million viewers he had. They didn't realize that it was going to go across because more and more people are looking at this issue stifling free speech.
Well, it's very true because one of my favorite people, I don't necessarily agree with all his views, but Mark Dice. Ask Michael Agnew, he'll tell you I love him. Mark Dice and Bill Maher. Liberalist dude and super conservative dude. I love them both. I really do. But Mark Dice gets censored all the time on YouTube and Twitter and all that kind of stuff. So everybody listening, spam Twitter. You know, go after them because that's how Mark Dice gets his stuff reinstated. It's just like you get these, you get the fan base, you get the people power. Use your power, people, to bring back your favorite people. Because it, one thing is the demonetization on YouTube and the lack of advertising and trending, what have you. If you search, let's think of one thing. If you search Sandy Hook conspiracy, they will suppress everything that the liberal side doesn't agree with, aka the conspiracy itself. You will never see Mark Dice or Alex Jones or whatever in trending, even if they are trending by the algorithm. It's maintained to suppress all conservative channels, everything like that, which is not fair. It's similar to where Facebook had the controversy of also suppressing conservative channels. So, and you know what? Actually, Joe is definitely right. They must be sued so that it can go to the Supreme Court and we can have edicts in place, laws in place to stop this. Because while I agree, since I'm a business person and not construction, but this kind of thing, politics and business, it's a service, they have a terms of service, blah, blah, blah. But on the same token, you can say that the law is prohibiting, allowing a business to discriminate against like gays or something isn't okay, it's not constitutional. Our laws have to catch up to the times. So these are social networking tools. They are utilized. People's free speech is being spread, blah, blah, blah. We're not China, where we block Facebook and what have you, all these sorts of things. So
hey, China don't block us. The other person who love us. Don't ask me, people. They love us.
Okay. Well, we're well-rounded over here.
People rock.
China also doesn't block Facebook mobile because they're not smart enough to do that. Anyway, our laws need to catch up so that these tools of free speech aren't marginalized, aren't abused, and all that sort of thing. It's like Arab Spring. They organized over social media because their laws hadn't caught up to it. But our laws need to be in line with our American values. Yes, the First Amendment. And also the Fourth Amendment, like that company that Trump used. Okay, social engineering by the company that Trump used to find out people's viewpoints, the viewpoints of their friends, try to get them to vote a certain way. That's not illegal. That social engineering has been around since the beginning. However, how they obtained the Facebook information of, what was it, 50 million Americans? That's the criminal part. Not the seeing what you do and what you like and what your viewpoints are on Facebook, especially if you're public profile, to influence your viewpoint, influence your voting patterns. That's normal. That's everyday. That's campaigning. But if they violated Facebook terms of service, if they legally, like I said, violating the Fourth Amendment to get your information, that's the part that we actually have to look into. You may not like it, but since I was campaigning in the past, we're going to see what your viewpoints are. We're going to target. We're going to find a way to flip.
I've often wondered about this because I was reading this not too long ago from a lawyer friend of mine. And, you know, they always tell you digital signatures is binding. That's not true. They're not. Digital signatures are not binding. If it's not a handwritten signature, it's not binding.
Dude, there are plenty of services you can use to make it look handwritten.
The problem is, and you can right now, and you can do hand. You can actually do signatures on your computer.
Yeah, I can get my tablet.
Tablet than it is on your computer, but unless you've got a touch screen on your computer.
Yeah, they do.
But anyway, you can do it. They don't require it, but law and contracts require it. Go try to do a big deal contract on a digital signature and see what the the fucking lawyer. Beep, the lawyer tells you.
Yeah, it's just text and it says so-and-so signed at this time and date. Like, that doesn't even look right. I don't like that at all. Meanwhile, I can go onto certain services and I'll type in my name and they make it look like cursive. Like, dude, or they'll let me upload the signature, which is a full copy.
The everyday person is we can't afford to take them to court. That's how they get us. What are you going to do? You're going to drag people into court? I mean, really. I mean, Google's a multi-billion dollar company. Nobody's dragging them into court except for another multi-billion dollar company or the government.
Or employees.
Now, or if they got the money.
With a good case.
But I tell you what you can do, and I've been watching people do this for a long time, and when, as a matter of fact, I did it to Cox Cable a couple times, a couple other companies. You can bring them into small claims court. If they don't show, you win.
That's under $5,000. So, okay.
Yeah. But you're not trying to get money. You're trying to get a judgment. So you're just telling the judge, well, you know, this is what they did, and I figured it cost me just $500,000. Or, you know, they cut us off unfairly, and it'll end up there. Just make the case for where you're trying to go for $500-$600, and the judge will see it. If the judge thinks they went wrong, he'll rule in your favor. This has been going on a lot lately. A lot of people have been doing this because it's an easy way to get big companies. Because for big companies, a lot of times, a lawyer can't represent a company in small firms. And the
doctors couldn't figure out why.
Okay, you can't have a lawyer. So, the way it works. So really, it's supposed to be whoever's in charge. So that means like a VP or somebody. You know what it costs to send a VP down to argue about something like this? And then they're probably not going to win. And then, of course, there's your VP, you know, his face has got now. At least they can say he forfeited. And the judge can rule in your favor in this end up. And then they just have to agree to it because they lost the case. I watch this going on. I watch them do it with companies, local companies. I watch them do this with larger companies. And there's no real out for these big corporations on this. Because one, if they try to bully you, the media will pick it up.
So they
can't really go there. You see what happened to CNN when they tried to pull that shit on that guy. Man, their ratings dropped like 9 points in a day. Man, they were like,
oh my goodness, the little gif, the dude that made the wrestling gif. Yeah, CNN was ridiculous about that. Like, excuse me, that's a First Amendment thing. Like, how dare you?
They sell, you know, for them, this
Much should, what do you mean? Oh, you mean Prince Harry's wife? Well, yeah, she's got she's got money herself. I don't watch her name because I always want to call her Markle from Angela Markle.
Yeah, Meghan Markle.
I just call it Megan now because if I don't, I'm just gonna call it the other
Megan
one.
Megan from Suits.
Then everybody's gonna be confused who we're talking about. So
yes, Megan from Suits.
So Prince Harry is not marrying the German Chancellor. That would be news.
Ew, boy.
Well, one of the things that
she liked him in redheads too.
Is what's going to happen
after
December
20th. That's neat to hear.
Frank Zero is the one that likes redheads. He thinks they're magical.
And we're actually doing
the redheads.
Most people are going to be able to
see a few redheads when I was younger.
Auras and connecting cords between
people. I did
have
a couple here and there and there and here.
Lots of colors.
Red, blonde, strawberry blonde, auburn, red. Maybe try to color
it.
You had to try to color the spectrum.
Yes, exactly. Get your rainbow points, man. Get your rainbow points.
You gotta look.
Their emotions.
They're people.
It's like a bag of Skittles. You gotta try everything.
You don't have to try flavor. That's racist. Just be open.
Wait a minute, I can't get a
because, I haven't dated an Indian person before. I haven't dated a black girl. I haven't dated a Guyanese. Let me get with that. No,
people.
And it's way beyond
race.
You're not going against any flavor. You're accepting of the person no matter. When you say every flavor, is like, all right, I got to be a black, white, Puerto Rican, Chinese, white toy, tang, 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 tang.
See, that's not how I would do that.
I know, but it's how
I would be looking at it like as the melting pot thing. You know, this family and this family and that family and this family came up with this. It really had nothing to do with color or anything else. It just had to do with, you know, how it all melded together and made that individual.
No, that's not necessarily true in America either. was possible. It's reading the story about that. There's a difference between a stew and a melting pot. America's not actually a melting pot, it's a stew. Yeah, we have a flavor, but it's usually uniform or adopted, like a mushroom. Like a mushroom has its own texture, but it'll take on the flavor of whatever you cook it with. So in a stew, that's similar to what happens. Like the carrots.
Oh, dude, that carrots. Was racist. I'm sorry. Not you.
Oh, okay, I was saying, like, what? The carrots will take.
He's going on about his two favorite colors of chocolate and vanilla.
Anyway, now, this world, maybe. Anyway, the carrots still taste like carrots. The potatoes still taste like potatoes. It's a stew. It's not a melting pot. It's not all uniform. So we have a similar taste, but you got the little differences here and there. It's like the fight against colorblindness. Please don't say you're colorblind. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Yes, you a person as a person, but guess what? Joe is mixed. I'm black with a little bit of mixed. My daughter's Brazilian black. We all have our individual identities. Immigrants bring over their own cultures, but we're all American. We're all living in the American culture as well. So don't be colorblind. We're not a melting pot. We are a stew. We are a mixture of everything that has its own flavor, brings its own thing to the plate to make this one amazing dish. Like the seafood that I can't think of. It's not papayas. The best dishes have everything that has its own identity. It all comes together in this great way. And that is America.
Crazy ass America. But,
everywhere's crazy. You know, very loud. And,
thank you, Jennifer. So, yeah, I see the article. No, we're going to read that one. Do you mean the one where the cop punched her in the face for playing with the dog? Yeah. I don't even know what that was. That just sounded ignorant. It's Florida. What do you expect?
For one, tell Joe to turn on his lights. Tell Joe to turn on his lights so we can actually see.
There ain't no lights in here. Well, I got dark outside. I had the lights on from that side. I mean, I had lights on from that side, I should say.
But what is this about a cop?
It says a 12-year-old girl started playing with a dog and a deputy punched her in the face. Texas cop says.
Can I?
Again, at an Oakwood barbecue in Austin. Okay, look, people, Austin is whacked. I'm sorry. Austin is the only whack town in all of them.
No, Texas is crazy.
No, Texas is predictable, actually.
Predictably crazy?
No, Texas is way laid back and way predictable. You stay out of honky tonks and stay out of Austin, and you don't have any problem in Texas. Everybody else in Texas is sweet and loving and kind and peaceful.
Yeah, got family out there. They're great, but still, they
all hurt. Oh, so y'all know where the prettiest women in the United States come from, right? Yeah, I know. I was surprised too.
Wait,
I listen to America.
Ain't no way up north. I can tell you that now. Ain't no way out west either. I can tell you that now too. That ain't Mississippi. Ain't Louisiana.
And it has more to do with their raising and where they're from.
That's say Virginia. Actual,
Virginia would have been good. But it ain't Virginia. It's further south than Virginia.
What do y'all call them pretty? Everybody likes their own thing.
Oh, no. They're talking about consistently winning the most prizes, everything.
Oh, that's crap. That's different.
They talk. Oh, no, they talk. And I have to agree with them.
Ask Beyonce.
Very beautiful.
Ask Beyonce. It's all.
And what's nice about the two states, one and two, which is Alabama and Georgia, is they got all kind of women, baby. They all kind of.
I do.
They just got some beautiful people. Well, people hear me say this all the time. Alabama's best kept secret in the union. And they don't like tourists. Oh, don't think they like tourists. Georgia does, because Georgia got Atlanta. But Alabama's like, look, if you ain't from the South, and when they mean the South, they mean like within 150 miles of where they live.
So, yeah,
they ain't got no business being there, because they look at it differently. They got Orange Beach, and they got Florida Bama. Well, Florida Bama is where Florida, big party place, all the college kids go there.
Lots the real world is Florida Bama.
Lots and lots of beautiful naked people of all persuasions, sizes, shapes are everywhere. I mean, especially this time. Oh my God, they're all naked this time of year running around. And then, of course, you got Orange Beach. They got beautiful parks down there on the beach. They got beautiful places to go watch. So they've got inside the national parks. They got their own cabins and stuff set up. It's really, really, really nice. Oh, thank you, baby. It's really, really nice the way they've got it set up. And then when you get up north, they've got beautiful mountain vistas with snow and these great cabins overlooking these snowy mountains. It's just, it's one of the most pristine places in the United States. And I've been all over, I've been to almost 40 states now. I've been to 42 states now. And it is just a beautiful place. And
they don't want nobody to know about it. Yeah, you're not going to get me over the history of the racism. I can't blame them for that either.
Stuff like that, like this. In the South, when you come to racism in the United States, there's way less racism in the South than there is anywhere else in the country, especially in Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, and Louisiana. Because first off, they're almost all 50% black to start off with.
And I think, some racist too.
Well, yeah, they can be racist, but they're not racist. You don't really hear, something you don't hear about them. You never hear about race crimes. You used to, now don't get me wrong, people. For anybody writes to me, you go back just 20 years, and that's all you ever heard about. I mean, this Ku Klux Klan was still running around putting crosses and burning people. Let's not get crazy, but today, in 2018, that's not how it is.
But what is your population density like?
Well, like New Orleans is 60% black, 30% white.
I'm not talking about population, I'm talking about density.
You got Georgia.
Yeah, 11 million. Where are most of the major cities?
Atlanta's the major city.
Atlanta.
Y'all foreigners call it Atlanta. We call it Lanny. That's a private joke. You got to be from the area to know what I'm talking about. I'm not kidding. You don't worry about it.
Which I'm sure you've heard about.
I know what's up, and shout out to Decatur. I love y'all anyway.
Let me tell you what. I would guarantee out of every media industry out there, we have got the most mixed demographics of anyone anywhere on the freaking planet, people. I am telling you, when I look at this, come on, we got Iranian listeners. What the hell? I have no idea what goes on in your world. I don't even want to pretend like I do. I don't hate on people in general because, look, unless you're there and living in the environment, it's hard to criticize. Because, you can do this or they did that. Well, yeah, they did that. They're going to survive there.
Government.
I mean,
it's also their government. You're not Donald Trump.
I would probably buy a machine gun just like gunning people down in Venezuela. I mean, y'all are a mess. Really. I got a relative down there who's, I'm not going to say where he is, but he's a politician. I'll just leave it at that. And, he's doing okay. And he said, he said it's really bad. Really, really, really bad. He said, now remember, they're an oil producing state, so they can still.
They're a command economy.
The problem is they made friends with the wrong people. They tried buddying up to Russia in the United States.
They should have learned from Russia's mistakes. I know we put the pressure on them, but the command economies don't work, especially when oil prices go down. And then
they should have what we did to Cuba.
Exactly. What we did to Russia and then Cuba.
It's not even a third world country. Cuba's like a fifth world country. The only places worse than Cuba is some fool lost tribe in South Africa or down in.
I do not agree with all the viewpoints expressed by my co-host.
Okay. Hey, can you finish? Let me finish before you interrupt me. And somewhere down in where the hell? South America.
One of Trump's.
But they got down people down in South America. You flick a bit, they think you're doing magic, people. I'm not kidding you. And they still got a few in Africa like that too. There's still a few native tribes.
Those are very isolated.
They are very isolated.
So far from the majority.
And before anybody writes it, we're not talking about Africa, South America being like that. It's not what we're saying. I'm just using an example because there are still places in both of these. You know what? I use the United States. There's still a couple of Indian tribes in the United States that are pretty much fourth world countries. Oh yeah, they got a pickup truck from like 1909 or some shit. But other than that, no. The only reservations that got money that are. What either ones were oil, uranium, or casinos.
Same thing in Canada as well. The one that we don't even have to
pick on South America. We can just do it right out of our own backyard.
North America and Canada, we have those same issues amongst our neighbors.
Still a lot of backwards people on the planet.
Not backwards, but not exposed.
They ask backwards, but anyway. Wait, and if you're in agrarian society, I won't call you Asperger's, okay? To me, in agrarian society, regardless of what their technological stance is probably the right way to develop.
Let the odds.
But unfortunately, you live in a world where it has technology, so you can't have agrarian society.
You can be like the Amish. Thank you.
Yeah, and have somebody, you got somebody to protect you, you can be whatever you want, like the United States. Why do you think there's so many freaks here? Because we got protection.
Live your life, boo-boo.
So, Aaron, am I saying your name right? Aaron, you think all the beautiful women are in Russia? Well, you know, there's Georgia and Russia too, my friend. Just saying.
The country of Georgia is a thing.
Well, any part of Russia, but still.
But just so y'all know, after the Afghanistan war and the illegalization of abortions, Russia has a population problem to the point where my boy Putin was like, go home and F day. We go have a holiday just for y'all to make more Russians. We lost our men in the Afghanistan war, we have a drinking problem. And then with the illegalization of abortions, you have sterilization, accidental sterilization due to illegal abortions and all that. So Russia actually has a population.
At one time when they were the Soviet Union, they had about twice our population. Now they got about half our population.
And this is why. And
that's the bad part. Last I heard, and I'd have to go back and check because I haven't checked since 2010, but the last I had heard was that the Russian population was around 180 million. And out of that 180 million, almost 80 million of them were 50 plus years old. And the other half. And then when you broke the other half in half, the working half, it was 50-50. Which is odd for Russia because, like, China and the countries around Russia. No, that's what I'm saying. Usually the countries around China and Russia are like 45% women, 55% men.
Yeah,
especially China.
Usually around 50-50 around the world. But Russia
Russia's got more women. Why do you think actually they got a woman surplus if you want to get technical about it?
And that's why you see the Svetlana agency and all the others, like many other Russian women. We have to.
And I agree, they got beautiful women in Russia, but the most beautiful women in the world come from South America. Probably.
That's the in thing now, the sixth race.
They win like every other time. Come on, guys.
Wait, Joe. Wait, Joe, did you say Brazilian?
They just win like every other time.
Joe, guess who my daughter is?
See, there you go. I'm just saying, they're just gorgeous. Don't ask me. No, they're not. What do you mean? What do you mean they're white? No, they're not. They're not white or black. I don't know what the hell they are. They're cream colored. I don't know. Taupe or something. How am I don't know supposed to know? Look, that's not what this is about. They are just hot.
There's a mix. You got a little bit of African, you got a little bit of European. When I was in South America, well, I was in Central America.
That's Spanish. That's what you're saying. No. There's Spanish blood and then there's South American blood. That's different.
You know this. This is history. You had the natives, you had the European colonizers. Don't scare me, colonizers. And you had the slaves that were brought over. So they're a mix. You're going to see that mix within the population. You've got the native, you got the white, you got the black. And a couple that looks in the middle. I saw this before my eyes. You had two kids. One was 15, one was 14. One looked away. One looks morena. It's what they're like, la morena, yeah. Okay. So it's really you want to get some conspiracy stuff and some race theory. That's where the sixth generation man will come from. Because that would be the melting pot.
America's gonna be leading the way in this, ladies and gentlemen. In case y'all didn't know this, what's gonna really happen in America eventually, the melting pot that we talk about is what we're gonna really become. There was a prediction made about 150 years ago by a gentleman who said he said that the majority of the world, when we hit around 10 or 15 billion people, he said that we'll become basically a cream-colored race. That's his words, cream-colored race. And what he means by that is because there won't be a white race as we perceive it today, and it won't be a black race as we perceive it today. We'll just be one big, happy shades of brown, basically. Oh, I'm sure you'll have your spectrum. Maybe not. When we reach that point, you might not be, because, you know, it only takes, when you breed a lot, it only takes a few generations to wipe something out. So And if 150 years at 10 billion people, yeah, it's possible to breed it out into one color. But
that's dependent on globalization. That's like if we still have planes and if we don't dive into nationalism.
Well, I don't know if that's true if the eye colors and the hair colors would go away. I'm not. Well, I don't know. We could guess. Who knows? Today, currently in the world right now, ladies and gentlemen, 7,609,439,590. Yeah, they breed like rats right watching. First today, 319,700.
It ain't in America, but
damn, it's worth watching this thing just keep ticking. Deaths today, 132,000. Population growth for the day. Day 200,000 a day. People,
but you know what's funny about that?
Not working this crap, people. This is
generations.
200,000. No, people.
Where are those births? Because it's not in America. Americans are not having babies like that.
We're gonna post this. I don't know. Oh, anyways, I'll tell you where I'm at. It's worldmeters.info. World population. That's what it's called. Just type in world meters where I'm at.
But Joe, guess where those babies are being made? In Sudamerica and in Asian countries, because it's not in America. Maybe some in Africa and the other, but it's not in America. It's not necessarily in Western civilization.
About 1.5.
So to speak.
Okay, so it's 320 and 132. So what is that? It's 200,000. About 2.2 kids.
That's the whole planet. You're jumping us the word nations. And that's part of
I don't care. When they're sucking our resources down, it's still going to be the same damn thing.
Boy, you sound like
India, China, put a cork in it. For women. Damn it. Stop.
So
birth control. I know y'all still think you're third world countries. Get out of that mood and get into first world.
Who doesn't think they're third world? Like Donald Trump Jr. went out there to a country and they're like, excuse me?
They are second world countries. I don't know. Not first world.
They're coming up. They're coming up.
You're first world country when your population growth drops about 1.1.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you'll be your first world country. Until then, forget it. We ain't letting you. You can't get in the club when you're breeding like four or five at a time.
Honey, there are plenty in the room here. I work in tech. There's plenty. I love the culture. I'm down. I don't care. It's fine. You do you. And America helped make. It was 2012. Made some of the first, not the first, but some new Indian billionaires. There was at least six different Indian billionaires made in 2012 alone. China, we built up their economy. We're just spreading out. So once you get to the point where it's like, if you've ever seen that movie Idiocracy, no, I'm not talking crap about China and India, but they still do have agricultural societies and seasonal workers and poor and blah, blah, blah. If you have a lot of people, like 1.5 billion in India, and crap ton in China, you're going to have a lot of poor people. Okay? That's just how it works. Same in America. We got a lot of people, not as many as them. They have like four times as many. But we got majority, what is it, a serfdom? The little pyramid. Anyway.
We had to get out of here. But... I know. You seen that too? I don't know what just happened. I seen the YouTube thing just turn off. It did it about 4 minutes ago on here. And OBS says they're doing updates. So y'all let me know if the archive. Okay. Somebody. No. I do that on purpose. But the OBS software just jumped up and says it's doing an update. So I know I just got a bunch of texts from YouTube at one time. So it must have went off. Y'all let me know, because it automatically updates. The archives go up automatically on YouTube. I'll check after a while, but if y'all don't see it in the next 15, 20 minutes, write to me, okay? Because I'm really, never mind. I'm not talking about that. No,
Either way, you got to look at where those are.
We're taking over tonight, whoever just phone called me.
Oh, yeah,
it's Christina.
I'm not sure, but I've had another strange thing happen lately with people that I've been doing research on.